greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Are you a parent? Are you a prospective parent? Are you a grandparent or a prospective grandparent? Are you thinking of getting married, perhaps, and having children? Are you a child? Are you a teenager? If any of that applies to you, then this program is for you. And if it doesn't apply to you, it's still for you. Because how do you look at child rearing, at child discipline? As a grandparent, for example, what advice would you give your child as to how to educate and train and discipline your grandchild? In our anti-authoritarian society today, many will absolutely, totally reject the concept of child discipline, and more certainly of child spanking. But the question is, what do you believe, and what is the basis for your belief? I'd like to read to you from an article which was published this week by the British paper The Telegraph. This is what the article said. A study found that youngsters smacked up to the age of 6 did better at school and were more optimistic about their lives than those never hit by their parents. They were also more likely to undertake voluntary work and keener to attend university, experts discovered. The research conducted in the United States is likely to anger children's rights campaigners who have unsuccessfully fought to ban smacking in Britain, and they have also already angered those campaigners here in the United States. I recently listened to a program on CNN, and people were calling in all upset about this concept that you should ever spank your child. Well, my wife and I have raised 2 children. They are both adults now, both married. My daughter is expecting a child. We have at times spanked our children, not very often, however, and only in a proper way, but there were times where you had to do it. And the key is that the children understood that we didn't believe that spanking is always wrong under any circumstance. When I grew up in Germany, Dr. Spock, who was the founder, one of the founder of the anti-authoritarian child-rearing movement, was looked upon as a guru, and people looked at him and they followed every word of what he said. Now, later in his life, Dr. Spock retracted everything he had taught, and he said, I'm very sorry you ever taught that. It's wrong. This whole concept is wrong. But you see, my friends, the damage had been done. The article in The Telegraph goes on to say, teenagers who had been hit by their parents from age 7 to 11 were also found to be more successful at school than those not smacked, but fared less well on some negative measures. In other words, they were not involved in gangs, they were not involved in drugs, they were not involved, in many cases, in smoking or excessive alcohol, etc., etc. The key, my friends, is to consider what God has to say. Now, I understand in our God-defying anti-biblical society today, it's not very popular to speak about what the Bible has to say on certain things, and most certainly, if the Bible advocates spanking, oh, we don't want to hear that, do we? We have prepared a booklet. It's titled, The Keys to Happy Marriages and Families. The Keys to Happy Marriages and Families. You owe it to yourself to read this booklet. It's free of charge. If you want to have a hard copy, just write us an email. It's also posted on the website, standingwatch.org, and you can read it there. But if you are a parent, a prospective parent, if you belong to any of the categories I listed earlier in the program, you owe it to yourself to read it. If you have read it again. Study it. Listen to what the Bible has to say about these things. I like to quote a little bit from this booklet to give you an idea as to what we are covering and how we are covering it and how we are applying the biblical demands as to how to rear our children. We say there is nothing biblically wrong with punishing a child if the child behaves wrongly and deserves punishment. The punishment must never be excessive, however, but it must be administered in a consequent fashion as corresponding to and fitting the infraction. We read that Christ rebukes and chastens everyone whom he loves. He does it because he loves us. So we, as parents, must do it because we love our children. But even then, we must never forget to be merciful and forgiving, which actually is part of love. Christ chose at times not to inflict a certain punishment on people who had sinned. So it has to be done in balance. It has to be done in the proper way. We go on to say in this booklet, there is never a justification for physical abuse. On the other hand, to totally ban spanking and define it as physical abuse only shows how liberal and anti-biblical our Western society has become. And here also a word of caution. In some countries, spanking is illegal. In the United States, it's not illegal, but the government looks with disfavor on it. And if you spank your child to the extent that it has bruises, you run the danger that the social government is coming in and is taking away your child from you, and you are being charged with child abuse. So be very, very careful and alert as to what you're doing. At the same time, you have to make a decision as to whom you want to obey. We go on to say in this booklet, note what the Bible clearly teaches in regard to corporal punishment in Proverbs 13 and verse 24. He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly or early. We go on to say, since using the rod is compared with prompt or early discipline, it is clear that this passage includes the concept of spanking where and when appropriate. The spanking needs to be done early in the life of the child. We discipline our children because we love them. If we discipline our children for any other reason or because of any other motive, we do not follow God's instruction. Spanking should never cause physical injury to a child. The intent is to break a rebellious spirit, not to bruise skin. But some say, oh, you don't want to break the spirit of a child. I've heard that. Oh, you don't want to do that. That's a violation of the child's right. What nonsense. What foolishness. What short-sightedness. We go on to say in this booklet that the Ryrie Study Bible comments, a wise teacher warns of neglecting child discipline. Discipline may deliver a child from an untimely death because you are teaching the child what company not to have, what environment not to go into, what things not to do. We go on to say, we have heard a lot about child neglect, but one kind of child neglect is seldom ever mentioned. The neglect to discipline the child in love when the child deserves and must have discipline for his or her own good. Let's note Proverbs 22 and verse 15. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of correction will drive it far from him. Foolishness, if not overcome, can have terrible consequences. The discipline of a child must be administered by the parents with a desire and motivation to help the child to get rid of foolishness. If we get angry with our kids and lock them up in their rooms because we just can't handle it right now, then we have missed the entire point of child rearing. Rather, as concerned parents, we must try to do whatever we can to see that the foolishness in the child disappears. And there's a lot more which we are saying about proper child rearing. Also, of course, how to have happy marriages. As I said, if I have pricked your interest somewhat, you need that booklet. Do yourself a favor and read it. Do yourself a favor and ask for a hard copy if that's what you want. Read it and apply the biblical principles. First of all, understand what they are. Don't listen to those psychologists who have no clue as to how to live. That is the problem, and that is why we are in the mess today we are in this Western world, not just the Western world, in this world as a whole. But especially in a world which calls itself Christian, our societies, and they have rejected the law and the instructions of God. What terrible indictments. You can know better, and you should apply the biblical principles, even when it comes to issues like child rearing. It is so important. The Bible says, train up the child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Far too many have departed from the way they should have gone because they were never disciplined and reared in the first place. And values were not given to them which should have been given. So they grew up in a situation where they didn't know how to live. And so we have been sowing the things we have been reaping. Don't make that mistake. It's never too late. Thank you very much for watching. And I ask you to go ahead and read our booklet on child rearing and families and on happy marriages. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.